We know that dolphins are highly intelligent and extremely intuitive, with a highly developed sense of play and an elaborate social organization. We may even wonder if they're having a better time than we are. It certainly looks that way. Kauai's Dolphin Touch Wellness Center is built on the premise that we can learn a great deal from our cetacean counterparts. The dolphin consciousness offers a kind of template for our own. Jeannie Russell is a self-described creator of Dolphin Touch Therapy. She's on the line with us from Kapa'a. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, sure. What got you on this path in the first place?
It's been a long journey. I've always felt connected to the dolphins and felt their just curious about them. And as a child, I did a report on dolphins and was, to my amazement, realized that the size of a dolphin brain is compatible, if not larger, to our brain with mm-hmm. proportion to our body size.
Mm-hmm.
And I was totally fascinated by that because I knew a dog's brain is about the size of a pea. And I was like, wow, what is it about these dolphins? And ever since then, I've had this fascination to learn more about them. But what really started me on the journey is when my husband had fallen ill and I started doing energy work on him.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Reiki practitioner at the time. If you're familiar with Reiki.
Well, fill me in a little bit, would you, Jeannie? What you describe as energy work?
So basically, let's say you have pain in your elbow. So what that is, that's blocked energy. That energy is not flowing through the meridians very well. So it's difficult for you to feel the meridians open and flowing easily through that area.
Uh-huh.
So when a Reiki practitioner works on your elbow, what they are doing is they're pushing through that blockage so that the energy can flow freely through the meridians.
Physically pushing on the elbow muscles, or how does that energy get transferred?
Well, it can be done energetically, you know, above the body. It doesn't actually need to be touching the body, and actually can be done with distant healing. But it's all about intention and having that move the energy through that meridian. We know that everything is energy. The table, the chair, everything we're feeling, our emotions. Energy is all around us. It's just in Einstein's words, it cannot be created or destroyed. It's just transformed.
So, Jeannie, what you're saying is that the energy, with a powerful intention, energy can be kind of transferred through the air?
Yes, exactly.
And that's the Reiki. So how does this become, how does this get from dolphins to humans? What are the lessons that dolphins teach us?
So what happened was I was doing the Reiki work on my husband who had been ill, and when I did that, all of a sudden the dolphins energetically showed up, and what that did is it took Reiki on steroids. It was like times 10. The energy and the vibration that was moving that energy through. And that's what the dolphins bring. The dolphins bring that energetic, higher vibrational experience to all of our healings and our practices. And it's that joy, that connection to the heart chakra that they are so in tune with. And they're in that state all the time.
Well, Jeannie, how does that connection get made? That's what I'm trying to understand. Do you go in the water? Yeah. How does that connection to dolphin consciousness come into your consciousness? When you said dolphins, you were doing Reiki on your husband, and then dolphin consciousness came along. What form did that take?
It came in the etheric form.
In the what?
Etheric, in the energetic form. Energetically, I felt the dolphins here as if they were in the room with me. It's an energetic connection to the dolphin energy. So the dolphins are multidimensional beings. They're beings that are, they can shapeshift and transform. They can be in different places. So it's, you can feel, just like when you're feeling the presence of an ascended master or an angel or that kind of feeling. It's like, you know, some people will feel Archangel Michael, you know, their presence with them. I just have that connection with the dolphins where I feel their energy on that energetic level.
How do you know? How do you know that that's where that energy is coming from?
Well, I visualize in my third eye, I visually see the dolphins. And it's in my third eye, and people that I've worked with, and I haven't even shared or, you know, just done with, they, when they get off the table, because I'm working on a Reiki table, they will say that they saw dolphins, or sometimes they'll connect with turtles or monk seals, you know, they'll, but they will see, they've shared with me that they see in their vision while they're lying down on the table, they've also seen the dolphins. They felt the dolphins. And this is not something that is very common for them to experience. And yet they share it with me as, wow, this is amazing. I felt the dolphins when we were on the table with you. And so they were, that's the transcription of how it works. It might be a little abstract to some of your listeners or some people, but really, it's just another energy form, and because we're not actually touching the dolphins, because we're not actually being with the dolphins, you can still connect with them. You can still connect with their energy. You connect with their joy. You can connect with their playfulness.
Well, Jeannie,
and it's very hard when people...
Jeannie, thanks very much. We've got to go, but thanks for talking with us. Jeannie Russell is the creator of Dolphin Touch Therapy and the owner of the Dolphin Touch Wellness Center in Kapa'a, Kauai. The center offers a free health fair the first Saturday of every month from 1 to 7 p.m.